You scarcely need to put the question to attendees at Donald Trump's first post-Iowa campaign event last night. All you had to do was look at the long line that snaked through the parking lot of the Hampshire Hills Athletic Club to know that for Donald Trump's local backers, his loss in Iowa is no deal breaker.
Iowa doesn't bother me. New Hampshire's what counts. The Donald will come through.
Jim Breve of Hudson works for an HVDC company. Karen Lundstedt is a nurse from Mason.
Now his momentum is going to pick up. He's going to win New Hampshire, and he's just going to keep going.
The candidate himself told reporters he likes his chances in New Hampshire, too, but Trump also noted he could live with another second place.
You know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I can think of worse things, but I'd like to finish first. I think we will finish first. I would like to finish first.
Trump's tone in front of the crowd was less muted. He ridiculed familiar targets, like his GOP rivals.
Jeb Bush spent almost $3,000 a vote. That's got to be a record, right? Is that in the Guinness Book? Would you check the Guinness Book of World Records? You have others with tremendous numbers. Marco spent a lot, almost $300 a vote. But at least he had a pretty good result. He came in third.
And the press.
The worst people ever. The worst.
Trump heaped praise on well-known people who have praised him, some of whom were in the room.
Scott Brown, for him to come up and call and say, I love what you're doing, I love where you're going, for him to endorse me is a very important thing. So wherever the hell Scott is.
And some of whom weren't.
And who else do we love? We love Tom Brady. We love Tom Brady, right? We love Tom Brady.
The New York businessman also repeatedly asked voters to envision him as commander-in-chief.
Somebody attacks us. Wouldn't you rather have Trump as president if we're attacked? Oh, we'll beat the anybody attacks us.
For any of that to take place, Donald Trump will need to win some elections. After his visit to Milford, the real estate mogul was headed to Arkansas, a long-scheduled trip, Trump told reporters. After that, Trump said he'd be spending a lot of time back in New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.